Be sure to tune in to hear news and sports at 6:30. Time is now 6:15.
Time is now 6:15. Just in case you tuned in late. I wish there was something in the world of which I was as sure as the announcers are of what time it is. That's the one place where an announcer can sound definitive, exact, use the entire resources of his whole career, all his education, his background. It is now 6:15. What a wealth there is behind that. I think all announcers should have a raise because it's the same as a surgeon. You know the kid that sticks a little scalpel in you and gets $9,000? And then he says, well, it isn't for doing it, it's for what I know, for the years I put in. Same with announcers. They have to put in years getting to be sure that it is now 6:15.
In a way, they're a blessing.
Of course, they make millions of people dissatisfied with their wristwatches, which are never now 6:15.
Well, it shows you.
Old lady, grand change. Grand right and left.
Down the middle. Bring your partners out the window. Cross hands. Names left feet.
Circle 8 hands around.
Circle 12 hands around. Circle 16 hands around.
Four gentlemen, grand name.
Oh, that kid's all confused. We can't keep playing that. I would very much like to start off telling you about the Adler Story's problem. If there's practically no one here to stop me, I will start off telling you about the Adler Story's problem. Start off. That implies that there's something to follow. Nothing's going to happen. It ain't Mussolini, kiddies. It ain't Fred Allen, Fred. Sounds like a personal message. I happen to have inside information to the effect that Allen never listens to this. Chuckle. Yuck. I like that in the comic strips where they write in, laugh. Chuckle. Suppose you were in the Adler's shoes. Put it another way. Imagine yourself in the Adler position. Come to think of it, I wouldn't mind owning a few shoe stores myself. So let's change that. Put yourself in the Adler store's predicament. There isn't anybody who wants really a predicament. The predicament is, every day, the Adler stores are getting more and more elevators, height-increasing shoes. Yes. Yes. Even though production of elevators has been stepped up, along with stepped-up production of regular shoes, there still aren't enough elevators to go around. It means in a circular direction, counterclockwise. There's an overabundance of people who want to be taller. Men. You see? Now, it's not that there's a shortage of elevators. This is what we call weasel words. It's not that there's a shortage of elevator shoes. It's that there's an overabundance of guys who want to be almost 2 inches taller, confidentially. Now, until there are enough elevators to satisfy everybody, some of you guys will just have to be patient and wait your turn. Yizzle probably won't have to wait long, but keep the situation in mind, Yizzle. Remember, the Adler stores have a predicament.
Why not be the first in your neighborhood to buy your own predicament?
Every Adler store has predicaments in the handy carry home and worry yourself side. Good evening, anybody. Here's the one man Lowell Thomas is terrified of home. Starting Monday, I'll be on the same time that Lowell Thomas is. And it bothers him. As he talks, he realizes that a good 2% of his audience isn't paying too much attention. They're wondering what I'm doing. That is, when I'm on the same time here. But they never have the strength to tear themselves away. So they sit there listening to Lord Thomas, and I sit here listening to me. And each of us is satisfied with his audience. You may not believe it, but Mr. Thomas actually broadcasts from a little studio right next to the one I'm in. right next to the one I need. Both WJZ and WEAF use the same building. A little frightening, isn't it? At 6:45, some night when I'm real desperate, I'll just open the door to his studio and yell my program into it. He'll be driven to shout me down. And while he's yelling,
"Hold on until tomorrow,"
I'll be yelling,
"Cigar store! Cigar store!"
It'll really make a novel news broadcast. That starts Monday. Yizzle will have to choose between me and the news. Why should I promote him to the rank of competitor? Let him struggle along in his $9 million a year. That kid owns all of Westchester by now, doesn't he? Bowling alleys, horse holes. Oh, it's terrible.
I'm a little man frog.
And I am another.
That old lady on the lawn.
She's our darling mother.
Father had his legs cut off.
And the Frenchman ate them.
Naughty wicked cannibal.
How we froggies hate them. We're all happy froggies singing in the ponds and doggies.
Chug-a-rum. Chug-a-rum. Say, when you walk along the street, the people who pass you ever seem to be making funny noises to themselves, talking to themselves? I've made quite a study of that lately. People who pass you in the street making noises. They seem to fall into types or classes. The most common I have entitled the Vazavaz. This is a guy who goes past you on the street and is saying to himself, Vazavaz, 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 Vazavaz. The next most common seems to hate people. He's a little more articulate and he says,
"Yeah, that dirty old blankly blank blank. I'm gonna blank I blank them. Dada, blank.
Number three is the walking confusion type.
Supposed to be the
You ever see those on the street, Johnny? You look confused. Maybe you don't walk. Fairly common is the Arg sayer. That's spelled A-R-G-H. The Arg sayer walks by you, and when he's about 3 feet past you, he says, "Ash." That's common in Midtown. This brings us to the songbirds. As the stroller comes closer, you notice a small space between his lips as though he just forgot to close his mouth. And as he comes toward and goes by you, you hear something like, the leading variation is, this leaves us with the absent-minded tongue bouncer. And, of course, the My Hero singer, who's on stage in a spotlight with Jeanette MacDonald. Me? Yes, I walk. I'm an off-teller.
What do you mean you don't like me? It's about time somebody told you off, you big stiff. What do you mean? Oh, well, no, I mean this. Another thing. And another thing.
Of course, there are many other types of talkers to themselves and singers to themselves who walk by, but I can't say it'll tomorrow because I get paid extra for tomorrow, but not for overtime. And if in radio you work overtime, the program runs too long and they get mad at you. And
why does it feel hard?
Наталья! Скоро выстрелю в трофане! Ху-ху-ху! Пошел!
Where do you get those records, Morgan? Oh, that's an interesting question. Where do you get your razor blades, Morgan? Oh, I get it from Berkeley. Oh, yep. Every week they send me a free card and a razor blade. Hey, Berkeley, can you hear me? I've just made a public statement which is implied that you send me a card and every week. Now get it up. Berkeley Blades are one of my Happy Time sponsors. I don't know where they get the money because they sell the blades at 18 for 25 cents and they make practically no profit on them. Maybe they have a deal here. Maybe they married with somebody, who's close to somebody. But it's very hard to manufacture high-type, good-quality razor blades, which Berkeley's are, and have enough left over to advertise them. That's a part of advertising that's always confused me anyway. Never know where people get the money. However, Berkeley Blades... Now, look, Berkeley, I know in your little home radio, which you paid $9 for in 1905, sounds just like somebody making a mistake. So it's spelled B-E-R-K-E-L-E-Y. Berkeley. Berkeley. Beg your pardon. Berkeley Razor Blades. Gotta spell it. 18 for quarter, gentlemen. Good save. Hey, what's the matter? Telephone poles are so drab. They're so monotonous. How do the railroads expect to increase business when half the fun is the scenery and all the scenery is telephone poles, which go by dong, dong, dong. The ing is the wires. Does that sound like what they do? Dong, 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 the tangled fabric. Dong, 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 nothing but poles. All the same height, all the same color. Occasionally they go down in a ditch or up the side of a hill. Sometimes they have 20 wires, sometimes two or three, but they're all the same, all the same. Dum, dum, dum. Oh, all look alike. This is supposed to be the land of free initiative. Do anything you like. And yet, look at those phone poles. Any tour is alike as two dice. Or as dice are supposed to be. Well, everybody in this country looks alike anyway, or tries to. Somebody like Schiaparelli announces that this season, ladies will wear broad shoulders and narrow hips, so 45 million women run right out in the thing there, and they bicep with broad shoulders and narrow hips. All want to look alike. Initiative. They have to be wearing the new uniform or they're unhappy. College girls do the same thing. They buy the dirty saddle shoes and they buy a sweater and push the sleeves up and they all look alike, trying to be different. Man goes to buy a necktie. The salesman says, oh, this is a very popular pattern. I've sold 200 today so that they'll buy it. He wants to wear what everybody wears. People want to be telephone poles. The tall ones want to be short. The short ones want to be tall. Ah, I tell you something. As the train speeds along the track, the telephone poles look through the windows, and they say to each other, look at the monotonous people. They all look alike. Morgan will be in the same corner in front of the cigar store again tomorrow night at the same time.